What's up?
Long time.
Ever since me.
Seems like this is very well attended. You guys are really eager to get back and start working out and see each other again.
Yeah, guys definitely want to be here and, you know, get on the same page as Zim, our new strength coach Salazar. So, you know, see guys working out there. Guys like being around each other. We like coming into work and trying to get ready for next year.
What was this week like for you back when you got drafted?
Oh, it was kind of a blur, to be honest. I wasn't like, I really want to go to the Vikings. I was just, I hope somebody wants me. And so you just try to relax and wait till your name's called.
And then when it is?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, there's no better feeling, in sports that I've been around yet. Hopefully that'll change in the next year or so. But yeah.
Is Michael Griffin a guy you watched a lot? I know some ties there. How do you think you'd potentially fit with him if he ends up being a starter?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy I've watched ever since he was at Texas. And then, you know, when he came to Tennessee, I obviously got to see him a lot. So I'm excited just to be around him. You know, he's obviously a guy that knows the game well, has had a great career. So just being able to be around him, obviously he's a playmaker and can help us a lot.
Outside of injuries, what does this team have to be better next year to repeat as a division champions?
There's a lot of things. Just speaking for the defense, we were pretty bad in 2-minute situations last year. So that's one specific area that we definitely need to work on is, not letting teams score in 2 minutes. And, I don't know exactly about the offense, but I'll let them speak on that themselves.
Think the defense can be better than last year?
That's our plan. You don't get to start where you left off. You got to start kind of from the ground up every year. A lot of guys have things to build on, you know, especially being around Zim for a few years now. But we still can't kind of get complacent and say we were pretty good last year. We'll just get better from there. We got to start from the ground up.
I know you play defense, but were you excited when they signed those two offensive guys?
Yeah, those are, you know, that's big. Just helping Teddy out, helping the whole offense out. Having big guys up front changes the game.
Harrison, in the first week you guys been back, do you talk about the way the season ended last year? Do you just kind of put it out of your mind and move forward, or how do you kind of look at that?
We really haven't touched on the way the season ended. We've touched on games within the season, all the way from the beginning and all the way through, and things that we did well and things that we didn't do well, and how we can improve on those going forward. So we'll probably cover most of the games while we're here, but it's really not to say, oh, we won that game. It's to say, okay, we won that game, but what could have we done better to make it? Or we lost that game, what could have we done? So it's really just for learning.
Harrison, do you see your role evolving at all this year, now that you're in his third year in the system and potentially with Griffin here as well?
I don't know necessarily about my role as far as if it'll be different. I think that's probably more of a question for Zim and George and Jerry. But I think we obviously, all of us that have been here, have a better understanding each and every rep that we get. So I think that helps. And whatever, you know, whatever Zim has designed for us, we can make it work.
Why don't you guys watch what happens in the draft for the team just to see what kind of new class is coming in?
I always watch. There's a little bit of fan in there. I was always the kid that was watching when I was growing up. So, I watch just to see what's going on. I don't remember most of what happens. Just there's so many names called. But it's nice to see, you know, what guys we're bringing in and try to get kind of familiar with them.
Do you watch players ahead of time? Like, will you look at other defensive backs going in? Or?
No, there's too much. It's just – I don't know how those guys do it. Yeah, there's just so much film out there.
Do you know anything about some of the safeties that are available? I mean, have you even really looked at them?
Not really. Not really. I'd be lying if I said I did. I'm gonna leave that stuff up to Rick.
What do you need to work on to get better in the 2 minutes?
Yeah. You know, that's a good question. There's a lot of things to it, whether it's just getting lined up right. Communication is really big in 2 minute because things happen faster. The offense is on the ball, so the communication, the adjustments are big. And then just having an understanding of what teams are trying to do, you know, what the down and distance is, what the score is, how much time is left, how many timeouts are left, knowing, you know, kind of where they're trying to get to for a field goal or what, you know, kind of what the scenario is. So we just need to be, you know, just pick up on more of those things and be kind of conscious of them.
Did you guys get better at that from 2014 to 2015?
I actually don't think we did. I think we improved in almost every area except that one. You know, that's a question you might want to ask him. I'm not the expert, but that's I believe that's the case.
Harrison, Mike Zimmer's often said he wants to change something in the off season, kind of catch you guys off guard. Was there anything that you saw when you showed up here that was different?
I feel like some of the paint is always different in the building. I know that's a small thing, but you know, obviously the strength and conditioning is different right now. And he's always trying to teach us the game, which I think is big. He's not just trying to teach the defensive guys our defensive plays. He's trying to teach us why he calls a timeout at a certain time or what the offense is trying to do here. So we have all of us have a better understanding of the game, and that makes you a more complete player. So I think that stuff is huge. And this time of year is perfect for that.
He talks about communication in the two-minute drill. How much does it help kind of getting the whole core group of defenders back this year?
Yeah, that's big because we all kind of are familiar with each other. We know how each other kind of operate. So there's certain things that you just pick up on playing with each other, building a chemistry. You can look at a guy sometimes and you don't even have to communicate because you already know he knows, I know. So there's just little things that always lets things run smoother.
You say you're a fan of the draft, but how different is Harrison now from that time?
I mean, I think everybody's a lot different from, you know, from years ago. But definitely, you know, I've learned a lot since I've been here. You know, thankful to be around a lot of good players and a lot of good coaches. So I couldn't have been luckier to be drafted in a better place.
Does it seem like yesterday or a million years ago?
Kind of both. We were talking about this the other day. When you think about it, it feels like yesterday, but then when you really think about everything that's happened since then, it feels like it was a lifetime ago almost.
Harrison, you give much thought to your contract situation and stuff? How do you want that play out and then your coach next
year? Yeah, you know, I'm going to let the guys upstairs handle it and my agent handle it, and you know, I'm here to be on a very good team in 2016. So that's, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. And, you know, I try not to pay attention to it. You know, Rick's got a pretty good track record of getting things done in the off season. So I'm just going to let them handle it.
How do you guys have 2 years with Zimmer? How much do you think you guys feel there is to still learn?
Oh, tons. I mean, he's been around the game for so long and been successful for so long. So, you know, and not just the defensive guys too. It's the offensive guys as well, because he can teach them, you know, how he attacks them basically, and I think that helps them on Sundays as well. And they've also got Norv. So between those guys and the rest of the staff, there's no amount of time where we're going to get it all, but we just try to take as much as we can.
How does Salazar change things? I know Everson just had a great quote saying it was all about glute activation. That's the biggest thing for him.
That's a nice Everson quote right
there.
Right? we've been working hard. There's a lot of volume. It's only been a week and a day or two, so plenty more work to be done. So, I think we're just, I think we're all just excited to be back and back together, and there's nothing like being in the locker room with all the guys.
Great.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're gonna do.